What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my 8th episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I hope you all are having a great Tuesday. Man, it's like crunch time now in my school semester. I have so much to do. I'm like freaking out about all the stuff I have to do. Tests and finishing up work and final projects. It's like I'm going crazy over here. Hashtag first world problems. I'd like to take the first few minutes of my show to briefly address the horrific acts of terror that occurred last week across the globe. Suicide bombings in Lebanon, hundreds killed at a university in Kenya, and of course, the terror attacks in Paris. The heart of the world was heavy last week. And I'd like to read a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This was circling around my Facebook over the weekend, and I really think that it's representative of this time. He said, quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Only by coming together can we rebuild and move on from such tragedies. So I'm sending my thoughts and love to all those affected by what happened last week." Okay, now on to some lighter news. Justin Bieber released his new album, Purpose, last Friday. And from what I can tell, people think it's fire. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to any of the new tracks, but the album release caused quite a fuss on my Facebook over the weekend. People who weren't previously Bieber fans are saying they love it. Bieber fever is back and running rampant across my social media. I read a pretty scathing review on Pitchfork this morning about the album, but they still rated it a 6.2 out of 10. So, I mean, hey, to me, that's saying something. The album has 13 tracks, including some bonus tracks, and I personally can't wait to listen to it. I woke up the other day and my mom said to me, "I think I'm going to get Justin Bieber tickets." I mean, I was down. But I guess the pre-sale sold out super fast, which I think anybody could have predicted. I think the actual tickets for the Bay Area concerts are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. I'm pretty sure I heard that on 94.9 today, but I'm not completely sure. I guess the Biebs pulled a Beyonce and released 13 music videos all last Friday, releasing a video every hour over 13 hours, which I think is pretty cool. He was also doing a whole partnership with Lyft this past weekend. Hashtag Lyft Bieber mode, where he was offering a super good deal on his album. And for the lucky few, surprising fans in their Lyft cars, showing up in their Lyft cars. If you guys don't know, Lyft is kind of like Uber. Surprising fans in their Lyft cars, wherever they were going. I saw some videos. It looked pretty fun. He's really been pushing this album, and I think that he's been getting really creative with his marketing strategies, and I personally think that's pretty awesome. Anyway, let's get on to the show. I've got some super talented musicians lined up for you guys today. This show, you're going to hear covers of LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It, Nick Jonas's Chains, and Elvis Presley's Can't Help Fallin' in Love, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a guy named Noah Guthrie. He's a 20-year-old bluesy pop singer-songwriter from Greer, South Carolina. He was given his first guitar at the age of 14 and quickly began writing songs after that. He is also a practice musician on the bass and the trumpet, playing since he was very young. His YouTube handle is Only One Noah, and that's the number one. So only the number one Noah. But you can also just search his name, Noah Guthrie, and he'll come up, no problem. So this guy's bluesy cover of LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It blew up in May 2012 when he posted it, earning him over 8 million views in less than a week and becoming a complete viral sensation. I personally didn't run into this video, but 8 million views in less than a week is pretty amazing. That video now has over 23 million views and is actually the cover that I'm going to be playing you guys today. As a result of that video, Noah was featured on NBC's Today Show, Jay Leno's Tonight Show, Dancing with the Stars, and several US and European radio stations. And people have actually covered his version of the song on the US versions of The Voice and The X Factor, which is super awesome. He's not even a really established artist yet, and people are already covering his songs on singing competitions. He has his debut album, Among the Wildest Things, out on iTunes right now, filled with 13 original songs that he co-wrote. One of his earliest written songs, which he wrote at the age of 16, even made the album. So go check that out, Among the Wildest Things. His personal website, which is onlyonenoah.com, again with the number one, says that he has opened up for big name artists such as Ed Sheeran, Neon Trees, Cobra Starship, Matt Nathanson, and Selena Gomez, which obviously I had to fact check because it seemed unbelievable, but apparently it's all completely true. And his Facebook page says that he's still totally unsigned, which is absolutely crazy. He's opened up for Selena Gomez and Ed Sheeran, and he's an unsigned artist. I don't know how people can get away with that. His Facebook page also says that he played slash plays, I'm not sure, the part of Roderick in the final season of Glee, which, like I just said, I'm not sure if that's already aired or if it's coming up or whatever. I don't know about that, but he's in Glee, and that's pretty amazing. His Facebook page also says that he's going to be going on a European tour at the beginning of next year. This guy is a YouTube star, making it seriously big, and he's only 20 years old. This kind of stuff just blows me away. So, the cover I'm going to be playing you guys today is Noah Guthrie's cover of Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. Do you guys remember LMFAO? What happened to them? I was just watching that movie where Robert De Niro and Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas are like old guys and they go to Vegas. And the one guy from LMFAO with the big afro, big hair, made an appearance in the movie. And I just thought to myself, wow, I have not seen that guy in so long. I remember turning to my mom and being like, is that the guy from LMFAO? Like, what happened to them? I have not seen or heard about them in years. Sexy and I Know It comes off of LMFAO's second studio album, Sorry for Party Rocking, and was released as a single in September 2011. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in January 2012 and remained there for 2 weeks. The song became LMFAO's second number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S., after Party Rock Anthem, one of their biggest songs, making them the first duo to have two successive number one singles since Outkast's Hey Ya and The Way You Move. Outkast is also a duo. The song Sexy and I Know It also reached number one in Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, and charted within the top 10 in nearly every country in which it charted. Now, I was reading up on LMFAO, and I learned that the duo consists of two guys who are uncle and nephew, Red Foo and Sky Blue. I definitely never knew that they were related at all. In 2010, they were featured on David Guetta's smash hit, Gettin' Over You, which charted all over Europe and the U.S., gaining international appeal and really putting LMFAO on the map. They're best remembered for their song Party Rock Anthem, which I'm pretty sure is the one that goes, Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. I think it's that one, Party Rock Anthem. Which that song reached number one in many countries, including the US, the UK, Australia, and Germany. Worldwide, Party Rock Anthem was the third best-selling digital single of 2011, with sales of 9.7 million copies. It is also their biggest single throughout their entire career. Following the song's release, however, LMFAO apparently announced that they were on hiatus, which I frankly never heard about. But that's okay. It's clear that they are. I have not heard from them in years. But yeah, I guess that's the whole situation with them. Sexy and I Know It was such a classic back when I was in high school. And I can actually do the shuffle from the video. It's basically just like the Running Man. Such a fun song. The video is really fun too. Noah Guthrie really takes this song to another place with his rendition. He makes the song actually sound sexy, which is kind of cool. So here is Noah Guthrie's cover of Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, here on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu. Turn it up.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like, oh, he's fly. I pimp to the beat, walking on the street, and my new little freak guy. This is how I roll, animal print skin out of control. It's a red foo with a big afro, and just like Bruce Lee, I got the glow. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk on the spot, this is what I see. Everybody staring at me. I got a passion in my past, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. When I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them off. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks, yeah. This is how I roll, come on ladies, it's time to go. We're headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, I still get service. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl. This is what I see. Everybody stares, they're staring at me. I got a passion in my pants, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
So wiggle, 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 yeah. Oh, wiggle, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Oh, wiggle, 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 yeah. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Oh, yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know
it. Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Noah Guthrie's cover of Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. Isn't he so talented? His voice is so deep and rich, with such a beautiful tone. You would never know that he's only 20 years old. I also really love what he did with this song. Such a creative twist on the original dance hit. Some of these YouTube musicians are so skilled in terms of reworking songs to make them their own. They're real musicians, these people are, with a ton of talent. I loved seeing people do interesting things with songs like he just did with this LMFAO song. Another thing that I love about this cover, especially playing it over the radio, is that you guys listening have no idea what this guy looks like. And in my opinion, if you look up this cover on YouTube and see what he looks like, you'd be taken aback. He's kind of chubby and has dorky hair and a baby face and dorky glasses. You'd totally expect, with a voice like he has, to see a really studly, sexy guy, maybe with a nice, tight beard. That's who I picture. I love that. I love that he sounds so different than how he looks. It reminds me a lot of The Voice, the whole concept of The Voice, not seeing a singer before hearing their voice. I mean, he's definitely cleaned up his look a lot since he did this cover 3 years ago. He kind of looks like how I just said. He's got a tight beard. He's got cool glasses. He's got a whole style going, and he looks a lot cooler. He lost a bunch of weight and he looks really great. Anyway, I really hope you guys enjoyed his cover. I love Noah Guthrie's bluesy sound, and I really hope you guys check him out. He deserves way more subscribers than he has on YouTube right now. Once again, his YouTube handle is Only One Noah, with the number one. Only the number one Noah. And he's also on Facebook. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a guy named Travis Atreo. He's a singer-songwriter and aspiring music producer, originally from Seattle, Washington. His Facebook page says that he's the lead singer of Seattle-based rock band New Heights, and that he recently moved from the Northwest to Los Angeles to really pursue his dream and passion of music production. Recently, he began his own personal YouTube channel and posts new covers every Wednesday. His YouTube handle is just his name, Travis Atreo, and that's A-T-R-E-O. Travis Atreo. His Facebook page says that he's currently working on his debut solo EP, which should be released in early 2016. Now, that's basically all the info I can find out about him online, which I hate. I hate when I can't find out about these artists. I want to know more about you. I want to know who you are. but you know, what can you do? He has a ton of covers up on his channel, but the one that I'm going to be playing you guys today is his cover of Chains by Nick Jonas. I personally love this song, and I love everything that Nick Jonas has been putting out lately. Especially Levels. That's like my favorite of his right now. I've been trying to find a decent cover of it to play on the show, but in my opinion, nobody has been able to do the song justice, so still looking. Chains was released last year as part of Nick Jonas's self-titled second studio album. I was reading online that the Jonas Brothers were actually started as an attempted solo career for Nick Jonas, but their record producer liked the sound of his brothers singing backup, so it turned into a group, which is pretty funny, and I thought that was pretty interesting. Nick Jonas only emerged as a solo artist just last year, but has already done big things on the Billboard charts. He released Jealous, his first major solo hit, late last year. It peaked at number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100, consequently becoming Jonas's highest charting single and highest selling single, with 2 million copies sold in the United States to date. The single has also peaked at number 1 on the U.S. Hot Dance Club Songs chart, which is kind of surprising to me. I don't know if I could really dance to Jealous. It seems kind of random. The song had its biggest success in the U.K., though, where it peaked at number 2 on the U.K. singles chart. Nick Jonas has starred in television shows and movies ever since his Disney Channel days, and he's currently featured on Scream Queens on Fox, and as I was reading through his resume, mind you, his Wikipedia page, it listed quite a few film appearances, television appearances, and in movies, and I think he's going to be in a movie that's going to be coming out next year, so that's pretty interesting. Earlier this year, Nick Jonas revealed that he was in the process of starting his own record label, Safe House Records, with his BFF Demi Lovato and Demi Lovato's manager. So look out for that if you ever hear that. Safe House Records, it's Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato's record label. A little fun fact about me, which I couldn't help but throw in here, is that I'm type 1 diabetic. And so is Nick Jonas. He doesn't talk about it a lot, which bothers me completely. But I read online that he was diagnosed at the age of 13, and he actually uses an insulin pump, which is exactly what I do. Woohoo! We're dia buddies. I want to meet him and be like, yo, check out my pump. And he'll be like, check out my pump. It'll never happen, but we can dream. Anyway, his song Chains is definitely an R&B song, but it has a really heavy bass beat. Travis Atreo takes a really different approach with the track, stripping it down, letting his vocals shine, and really infusing emotion into the lyrics. So here it is. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
With the wine-stained lips, yeah, she's nothing but trouble. Cold to the touch, but she's warm as a devil. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. She takes till I break and I can't get more. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. But I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me alone in my night till she knocks on my door. Oh no, wasted again, but I can't say no. Oh, baby, tell me why you do me wrong. Baby, tell me why you do me wrong. Gave you my heart, but you took my soul. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. Trying to break the chains, but the chains only break me. Tell me why you do me wrong. Baby, tell me why you do me wrong. Gave you my heart, but you took my soul. Got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me.
Thanks so much for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Travis Atreo's cover of Chains by Nick Jonas. Like I said just before the break, he takes a really different approach to the song, and I really love it. The guitar is subtle enough to really showcase his voice while still tying the whole song together, which I really appreciate. I really hate when you can't hear the vocals of a song when artists perform live and you can't hear the vocals. It's like, that's the entire thing I want to hear is the vocals. If I can't hear them, what's the point? The quality of that recording is really great. His vocals sound so good. His voice is really clear and strong, and it's really apparent that he's super talented. So I hope you guys enjoyed that cover. You should definitely go check out his YouTube channel. His YouTube handle is just his name, Travis Atreo, and that's A-T-R-E-O, Travis Atreo. And of course, he's also on Facebook. Who isn't? Right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Welcome back, guys, to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played some awesome covers of LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It and Nick Jonas's Chains. If you're just tuning in and wanted to check those covers out, as always, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play on the show today is a girl named Haley Reinhart. She's a 25-year-old singer-songwriter, originally from Wheeling, Illinois, but now residing in Los Angeles. You may have heard of her or remember her from the 10th season of American Idol, where she placed third. I personally don't remember her, but I watch a lot of singing shows. She began singing at the young age of 7, joining her parents on stage with their band of 30 years, Midnight. She studied jazz in college, forming many bands and side collaborations throughout school. Now, this girl doesn't really have a YouTube channel because she's already kind of in the process of making it big and making a name for herself in the music world. She does, however, have her own Vevo account, which clearly is a whole lot of steps above a personal YouTube channel. That's what, like, professional musicians have. Katy Perry Vevo. She has Haley Reinhart Vevo. Once again, her name is Haley Reinhart, HaleyReinhart. Did you get that? Good. So I was kind of unsure about whether to include this girl as a celebrity cover because she's kind of done some stuff, but she's definitely more up and coming, but she's not really a YouTube artist. So yeah, I decided to include her anyway because I think that she's really talented and I want to promote her and her work, which is the whole point of my show. Since being on American Idol in 2011, she has sang alongside big-name acts such as Tony Bennett at the Nokia Theater, Slash at the MGM Grand, David Foster for Celebrity Fight Night, and Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. So that's pretty amazing. And yet, I still am not that familiar with her. After American Idol, Haley signed to Interscope Records and 19 recordings. Her debut album, Listen Up, was released in 2012. She's currently working on her second album and working on releasing a music video for her new song, Show Me Your Moves. You guys have probably heard the cover I'm going to play for you. Remember that romantic extra gum commercial that went viral a few weeks ago that made you cry? Yep, it's that song from that commercial. And you all know what I'm talking about. Don't lie, you cried. It was so sweet. I watched it again today. And it's just a very touching commercial. So today I'm going to be playing you Haley Reinhart's cover of Can't Help Falling in Love, originally by Elvis Presley. The song was written and released in October of 1961, so super old. I was reading online that the melody is based on Plaisir d'Amour, a classical French love song written in 1784, a really long time ago, by, now I'm going to mess up this name of this person, so bear with me here, Jean-Paul Egide Martini. That's the guy who wrote it, or whatever. This song was featured in Elvis Presley's 1961 film Blue Hawaii, 30 years before I was born. The single is certified by the Record Industry Association of America as a platinum record, for U.S. sales in excess of 1 million copies. In the U.S., the song peaked at number 2 on the pop chart and went to number 1 on the Easy Listening chart for 6 weeks. During the past 4 decades, it has been recorded by numerous other artists. In 1993, British reggae band UB40 recorded the song as the first single from their 1993 album Promises and Lies. UB40 did Red Red Wine. Their rendition of this song was released in May 1993, and it eventually climbed to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 after debuting at number 100. It moved up from number 100 to number 1. Wow, that's pretty amazing if you ask me. I wonder if any other song has ever done that. It's pretty impressive. And it remained at number 1 in the U.S. for 7 weeks. It also reached number 1 in several other countries, including the U.K. and Australia. It was also covered by Swedish pop group A-Teens in 2012. They were like the ABBA kind of group, right? If I'm not mistaken. A-Teens, that's totally them, I think. I feel like that's who they were. Not quite sure. Anyway, Elvis Presley is one of the most celebrated and influential musicians of the 20th century. He was commercially successful in many genres, including pop, blues, and gospel. And he is the best-selling solo artist in the history of recorded music, with estimated record sales of around 600 million units worldwide. He's won 3 Grammys, also receiving the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award at age 36, and has been inducted into multiple music halls of fame. Haley does a really beautiful job of covering this timeless classic song. So, here is Haley Reinhart's cover of Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love. shall I stay? Would it be a sin? Oh, if I can't help falling in. A river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole all, for I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Something my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, oh, for I can't help falling.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Haley Reinhart's cover of Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. I love the sound of her voice. And although her cover is largely reminiscent of the original track, I feel like she makes the song sound so much more current. It's like it's relevant again. I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe with the piano, the simple piano accompaniment. I'm not exactly sure. But I think she really does the song justice. I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. So go check her out. Her name is Haley Reinhart. HaleyReinhart. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those covers out, again, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. And this week, I'm going to be playing you a cover by the artist formerly known as Prince. No, I'm just kidding. It's the artist currently known as Prince. Anybody who doesn't like Prince, you can go ahead and show yourself out. Prince is an absolute god, and I feel like I say that a lot on this show, but hey, I try to play only the people who I really love and support, and Prince is literally the best. He is widely renowned as an innovator and is widely known for his eclectic work, flamboyant stage presence, and wide vocal range. His music fuses rock, R&B, soul, funk, hip-hop, disco, jazz, and pop. I personally love him for his funky tunes. He really knows how to make a great dance hit. Prince has sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him, again, one of the best-selling artists of all time. I feel like I say that a lot, too. But I guess there's a lot of those people. Or maybe I'm just choosing the right people. He's won 7 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. And Rolling Stone has ranked him at number 27 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Prince was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His father was a pianist and a songwriter, and his mother was a jazz singer. Prince was named after his father's stage name, which was Prince Rogers. So his real name is actually Prince. I was kind of surprised to learn that. He wrote his first song, called Funk Machine, on his father's piano when he was just 7 years old. I want to hear that song. You know it's got to be really good. After recording songs with his cousin's band, 94 East, 19-year-old Prince recorded several unsuccessful demo tapes before releasing his debut album, For You, in 1978. His second album, Prince, went platinum due to the success of the singles Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad and I Wanna Be Your Lover. His next 3 records, Dirty Mind, Controversy, and 1999, continued his successes, showcasing Prince's trademark of prominently sexual lyrics. Gotta love that. And incorporation of elements of funk, dance, and rock music. In 1984, he began referring to his backup band as The Revolution and released Purple Rain, which served as the soundtrack to his film debut of the same name. Okay, so funny story. None of you out there have probably seen the movie Purple Rain, but oh my god. My parents were telling me about it one time, saying how it was so good and that my boyfriend and I had to watch it. So we rented it, or somehow found it online or whatever. And wow, after seeing it, I knew that my parents hadn't seen it since it was released in 1984. They probably saw it in theaters, frankly. It was so bad. The acting was awful. It was hilarious. I would not recommend watching that Purple Rain from 1984. Prince was a prolific songwriter, and in the 1980s, he wrote for and produced work by many other people, often under pseudonyms. He has probably 10 pseudonyms listed on his Wikipedia page. Prince is also one of pop music's most prominent multi-instrumentalists. The exact number of instruments he is capable of playing remains unknown, but as a live performer, he tends to focus on guitar. He's a really good guitarist, piano, lead vocals, and occasional bass, drums, and harmonica. On recordings, he's also played assorted keyboards and synthesizers, drums, various other percussion instruments, and the saxophone, as well as mastering both drum and synthesizer programming. Basically, he's incredible. I love his androgynous looks and weird antics. I mean, who changes their name to a symbol? Am I right? How would I even say that on the air? I don't even know. It's a symbol. So, Today, I have Prince covering Joni Mitchell's song, A Case of You. This has been highly requested by my mom, so let's just call this a parent's choice, shall we? Joni Mitchell is a Canadian singer-songwriter, and she was actually one of my mom's favorite musicians growing up. Rolling Stone has called her one of the greatest songwriters ever. And AllMusic has stated, quote, "When the dust settles, Joni Mitchell may stand as the most important and influential female recording artist of the late 20th century." I thought that was a really nice quote. Her lyrics are noted for addressing social and environmental ideals alongside personal feelings of romantic longing, confusion, and joy. She is the sole record producer credited on most of her albums, including all of her work throughout the 1970s. She has roots in visual art. She was a painter, and she has designed her own album artwork throughout her entire career. A blunt critic of the music industry, she quit touring and released her 17th and reportedly last album of original songs in 2007. This song, A Case of You, is one of Joni Mitchell's best-known songs, coming off of her 1971 album Blue. She has such an incredible range and can reach those super high notes with such grace. It's just completely effortless for her. And Prince does an absolutely spectacular cover of it. So, check it out. Here is Prince's cover of A Case of You, originally by Joni Mitchell. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
To be fun by the devil and drawn to those ones that weren't afraid. Remember you told me love was touching souls. Sure you touched mine, part of you pours out of me from time to time. These lines, in my bloodline, holy wine, so bitter,
so bitter,
so sweet. Oh,
I could drink a case of you,
darling.
Could drink a case of you.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Prince's cover of A Case of You, originally by Joni Mitchell. See why I say Prince is a god? He is amazing. That one high note he hits just gives me goosebumps every single time. He is so good. I was reading online that Prince has played this song pretty frequently throughout his career. He played it in 1983 during the First Avenue performance, where he recorded the album versions of Purple Rain and several other tracks from his Purple Rain album. He recorded a version retitled A Case of You, with the letter U, for his 2002 album, One Night Alone. And his rendition was also included in the 2007 tribute album, A Tribute to Joni Mitchell, which is where I personally know the song from. I could drink a case of you and still be on my feet. Part of you pours out of me from time to time in these lines. You just don't hear lyrics like that anymore. So poetic and meaningful. I love it. There's really nobody like Joni Mitchell. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a good meaningless dance song as much as the next college student. But man, sometimes you just need to listen to a song with lyrics that really mean something, you know? And that's what this is. Anyway, guys, that's definitely all the time we have for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for my 9th episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing 3 more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.